Then answered him Antinous and said, "What god has brought to us this pest, this mar feast here? Stand off there in the middle, back from my table, or you shall find a bitter Egypt and a bitter Cyprus too, brazen and shameless beggar that you are. You go to all in turn, and they give lavishly. No scruple or compunction do they feel at being generous with others' goods, while there remains abundance for themselves." Then stepping back, said wise Odysseus, "Indeed, in you, then, wisdom does not go with beauty. From your own house you would not give a suppliant salt, if sitting at another's table you will not take and give me bread. Yet here there is abundance." As he thus spoke, Antinous was angered in his heart the more, and looking sternly on him, said in winged words, "Now you shall never leave the hall in peace, I think, now you have taunted me." So saying, he seized his footstool, flung it, and struck Odysseus on the back of the right shoulder near the spine. Firm as a rock he stood, the missile of Antinous did not move him. Silent he shook his head, brooding on evil. Then, once more, walking toward the threshold, down he sat, laid off his well-filled wallet, and thus addressed the suitors. "Hearken, you suitors of the illustrious queen, and let me tell you what the heart within me bids. One feels no smart or indignation in his mind, if struck while fighting for his own possessions, his oxen, say, or white-wooled sheep. But Antinous gave this blow because of my poor belly, that wretched part which brings to men such ills. If then for beggars there be gods and furies, may death's doom seize Antinous before his marriage." Then said Antinous, "Eupeithes, son, stranger, sit still and eat, or go off elsewhere. Or for such talk as this, young men will drag you through the house by hand and foot, and strip off all your skin." At these his words, all were exceeding wroth, and a rude youth would say, "Antinous, 'twas not well done to assault the wretched wanderer. A doomed man you, if he should be a god come down from heaven, and gods in guise of strangers from afar in every form do roam our cities, marking the sin and righteousness of men." So said the suitors. Antinous did not heed their words, but Telemachus nursed in his heart great indignation at the blow. Yet let no tear fall from his eyelids to the ground. Silent he shook his head, brooding on evil.
This ends Disc 8.